Praise the Lord, people of God. We are grateful to the Lord. We are back in town and thank you very much for praying for us. And God bless you. God is good and gracious, and His grace has continued to abound over our lives. And we thank God for His goodness and His mercy. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. Jesus' words, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." Wow, this is a fantastic scripture, and I'm so encouraged to know that, you know, the Lord has promised, and on the day of Pentecost, He poured out His Holy Spirit upon all flesh that believes, and the 120 on the upper room were filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm so glad that we can focus our attention on the Holy Spirit the whole month of May. And this coming week, the first week of June, we are going to celebrate the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah, the Feast of Pentecost. Well, and this is one of the very important and worthy Christian festival that we observe, the advent of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the Pentecost Sunday occurs 50 days after Easter. The church color for the season is red, and the symbol is generally that of the dove. Other symbols for the Holy Spirit include, is number one, oil. It is the Holy Spirit that anoints and sets a believer apart for service. Number two is water. It is the Holy Spirit that cleanses us from the power of sin. Number three is light. It is the Holy Spirit that guides us in steps of truth and righteousness. Number four is fire. It is the Holy Spirit that purges and sets our devotion for God ablaze. And number five is wind. It is the Holy Spirit that refreshes our often parched hearts. Jesus also referred to the Holy Spirit as the Counselor, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who would reside in each believer and always be ready to help and guide in times of need. My dear brothers and sisters, following Christ's resurrection, the disciples' awareness of the Holy Spirit in their lives changed them from fearful, discouraged disciples into powerful proclaimers of the good news. The same awareness and appropriation of the Holy Spirit's enabling power is still a most necessary ingredient for effective representation of our Lord. Amen. Excuse me. Well, so live in the conscious awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence and power. Ask Him to lead you as you witness to someone about Christ, and remember this truth as you go. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you that we celebrate the Holy Spirit and we celebrate the Pentecost in our lives ever since we were baptized in the Holy Spirit. We celebrate the presence of your Holy Spirit in us and within us, who dwells with us. God the Emmanuel, God is the one who dwells with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are so grateful to you. Today, I pray that the presence of God will be made more evident in our lives. The manifested presence of God will be revealed unto us. And Lord, I thank you. Today I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that Father, your Spirit will lead us and guide us and bless us as your people step out into their jobs, their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your Holy Ghost anointing upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, grant them success in the work of their hands, increase their boundary. Lord, I pray that you will enlarge their territory, that they will experience the power of God and the miracle working of God in their lives. And I pray that, Father, you'll give them the courage and the boldness of the Holy Spirit to share the gospel of Jesus with their colleagues, with their friends, with their school and college mates in the name of Jesus. And I pray that many will be saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. Abba, Father, I release your anointing upon your flock. These are your people. I pray for the ones who are writing exams. I pray, Abba, Father, our children will excel in it, and they will shine bright for the glory of Christ. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we love you, we worship you, we adore you, and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And don't forget to invite your family and friends for this Sunday service. And we look forward to meeting with you. God bless you, and bye for now.